Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we're going to be watching the first of another two-part story, Ronnie on Empty. So without any further ado, let's jump right into this episode, and it is going to start in 3, 2, 1, go. Ronnie on Empty, Part 1, was the 23rd episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. It first aired on August 20th, 2007, written by John Telegin and directed by Mike Smith. Oh, look at this. We got new stuff. I saw a Battleizer and a new Megazord that we have not seen before. Were they in the intro last time? I don't remember. Okay. Yeah, see, 8-Ball's supposed to be the last one. Wow. Oh, it's Halloween! It's my favorite holiday. Halloween's for kids. Kind of funny. The episode came out in, you know, August. Oh, hey, it's the thing from last time. Cool. It's a beetle. I do kind of enjoy that kind of thing. The whole secret treasure stuff, you know? What kind of beetle is it? It's an ugly beetle. Oh, yeah. Why? Any reason in particular, or just because that's what's in the Sentai footage? To be honest, I'm not 100% sure I remember how they were introduced to Bokinger either, so. He's got one of those little gear doodads too, huh? Oh, it's his. Okay. We did what we promised. It happened. How can we get our hands on the jewel without the power from this robot? The gyro generator is useless. Maybe there's another way. Yeah. Maybe. Really? Oh, okay. Oh, this could be big. Every time. It is really a big deal. You'd think this was a Halloween special. Fall in the air. It's August still. Why couldn't he just run around the couch? He's not a secret weapon. Oh. Now that was a secret. It's time you leave the city and the people alone, silly rangers. The plan is already working. You're standing here, aren't you? Ready? Let's do it. By the power of the gyro and the power of the beer cat. Combine. Okay. Why her? Remember us? How could I forget that smell? Why do they want her specifically, is what I'd like to know. Oh, that didn't work. Oh, don't take the sword. Oh, he took the ranger too, okay. Wow, we're down to four all of a sudden. Ronnie's power is speed, right? Or maybe ranger power? Why did you grab the black ranger? He wasn't part of the plan. We only need the yellow one. He was holding the sentinel sword. You flee, hotel. The sentinel knight is too powerful to drain with our device. Yes, too powerful to drain, but not too powerful to convert to evil. Maybe so, but the black ranger is a liability. Really? What are they saying? Can you hear? Fine. We'll keep the yellow ranger. I'll destroy the black ranger myself. Will? What did he say? You gonna tell him? Not gonna tell her. Okay. Oh, now you have a thing that's not doing anything. Well, the new swords aren't gonna. Good lord. What about Ronnie and Will? And the Sentinel Knight. Listen. The lab report from the Amber confirmed that the Beetle is from Egypt. It has a jewel signature. Finding that jewel is our number one priority. Anything happens. Whoa. But Dad, look, I'm concerned too. But Ronnie and Will are trained Power Rangers. Now, get yourselves to Egypt. Ooh. Interesting. I hate wasting time. Finish with the Black Ranger and let's move out. No! They're escaping! See Oh, you guys lost the sword still. Oh, is that why he's running like that? Oh, good job, dude. You could call for backup now. Oh, see now. Oh, a new thingy. Oh, A-Team reference. Nice. Oh, that was very much a slip of the accent. Oh, good. He's got like a whole lot of those ice dudes. Good luck on this. But we haven't had a good fight in like 5 minutes, so might as well have this, right? Couldn't Hartford triangulate where he was calling from and send the Rangers? Nope, they're still in Egypt. I guess it's still a bigger deal, right? Oh, tricky. Wow. I still don't understand why it had to be her. He actually sits. Meanwhile, in Egypt.
Hey, what can you tell us about this? Where did you get it?
We got it from a... We need to know more about this golden scarab beetle. Where in Egypt can they be found?
I think it can. Can she not let go? Took your damn time. How is he not doing anything? Uh-oh.
Yes, master. Let's try this again. Look, look. Here. These are Seekin beetles. I can't believe they are real.
Where are they found?
In Egypt?
They are buried deep in the sands of the Giza Desert.
We need to look for sand in Egypt.
We can do that.
Simple.
We have a problem. Return immediately.
Thanks.
Let's fly.
Uh-oh. How did she know to be there? Excuse me. Oh! You know, I didn't even think about it for a minute there, but I do like the fact that the bad guy, based on the Megazord, has a Tyrannosaurus Zord. Oh yeah, and his little lizard geyser is based on the dragon's word. Fun, isn't it? Uh-oh.
A new ally. Attack. Attack.
Those don't look friendly.
Let's blow them back to the Stone Age.
I guess technically those would be based on the pterodactyl sword? Uh-oh, he's gonna turn into a sword? Ooh, did that just go right through? Or was that supposed to have gone right through? Probably did in the Sentai. It's not much of a deflection as much as it is like a destroyed it. Oh, that was handy.
I'm not done yet.
Guess it's a good thing we got new Zords coming, huh? Oh, very fortunate they just happened to land on one of the Zords.
It won't matter. Lava Dactyls!
Yeah, but you're missing like two whole Rangers. Oh, your speed went down.
He's running. Good job, Rangers. Turn to base.
But why?
We're not done.
Let's go.
We had him on the run. Why did you call us back?
The Battlefleet Zords aren't fully operational yet. I couldn't take any chances.
What's with the Sentinel Knight fighting against us?
I don't know.
What about Will and Ronnie? Any contact?
Not since Will went silent. But those two Rangers are very strong. I'm sure we'll hear soon.
In the meantime...
Actually, one's fast, and the other one can hear and see things pretty well. Now, he was on his hover cycle. Why is he running again? Ooh, they even made up the makeup around her eyes to make her look really tired. And like her eyes are sunken or something. Interesting. I am really curious to see if they answer the question of why it had to be her and not anybody else. Is it related to the fact that she was there with the... when the Fear Cats were trying to bring back a whole bunch of their people back when they were introduced? She was the one tied up. I don't know. I would like to know why Will's having so much trouble finding her and... Oh, duh, because he wasn't with her when they went to the base. But I would like to know why he's not still on his hover cycle and morphed. Why is he running around? Anyway. All right, well, that's going to do it for this episode. I want to thank you all for listening. I hope you all have a wonderful day, week, month, year, whatever. Until next time, which is when we'll be watching Ronnie on Empty Part 2, take care of yourselves.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.